Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Global 14. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night. Is it still okay to say every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific? It's been a minute. It's been a minute, but we back. We here. We ain't going nowhere. Definitely had to hit the streets and hit the pavement and make some moves for the show and for what we got going on, our individual endeavors. Host Onyx 254 on the line with you guys tonight, and Golden Fleece will be joining us in a moment. Jermaine Dupri's Global 14 The Cut via global14.com. So again, Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Last show, we did have PD Restro come through. We just played his record, What Would Pac Do? A nice little joint right there. So shout out to him. He's from St. Louis. So shout out Petey Risho. And yeah, that's what's up. He's the homie now. And also, we do have some interviews coming up. Tanisha Thomas had an opportunity to speak with her. She was with Bad Girls Club. I don't know if you guys remember or how many of you guys of our listeners watched the actual Bad Girls Club, but Tanisha Thomas, a very well-known public reality figure, and she did top it up with us about her new show on Lifetime Channel. So shout out to her for getting those TV checks. What is next? What is next? Oh, also, we will have Jagged Edge coming up soon. So, yes, you already know the album drops October 27th. So make sure that you get your pre-order copy. So that Jagged Edge is back. And I'm so excited. So we're going to have him on the show in a few weeks, closer to the date. And we also are looking to, we got day 26, I think. And then we got Claudette Ortiz. So it's a nice little comeback. R&B situation going on right now, but all the comeback, I wouldn't call it comeback, but just, you know, back for the second round again. So, and we're gonna have them on the show so we can get to talk to them, see what they've been up to these past couple of years that they've been gone or absent rather, and it's just gonna be real good to catch up with them. So what we've missed or what you guys missed, there was a music conference that took place. That was Core DJ's music conference that happened, and that took place in Mississippi. Successful from what I hear, so shout out to the whole Core DJ's camp, Tony Neal and them. And then we had a couple of people, one of my homies, DJ Ike Dita, the Carolina trendsetter. He's also part of Core DJ's. DJ Spano, we had him on for a guest. So shout out to that whole camp doing anything, still holding down the artists and you know, doing their thing, DJs. And then I hope it's not going to be one of those nights where I can't talk. I hope it's not going to be one of them nights. I'm going to do my best. Also, there is the A3C is coming up. So you guys know that takes place at the hip-hop festival in October 3rd. I believe it starts October 3rd through 8th in Atlanta, Georgia. So very, very nice. Opportunity to get out there and network, go to some panels. Jermaine Dupri, Michael Watts, we've had on the show before, are going to be on the producer. I guess it's like the producer showcase, basically. They're going to be on the panel and they'll be judging as well. So, well, shout out to Gavin because he's one of my friends from Tennessee and he made the producer panel showcase. So, or the producer showcase, rather, up-and-coming producer. So I'm very proud of him, and salute to the homie. Yeah, so producer showcase, A3C Festival. And, yeah, so you guys remember that A3C actually did, like, a tour of all of the unsigned artists. Like, you could sign up on, like, Reverb Nation and then go and audition to touch the soundstage. And it's their, like, unsigned showcase. And so shout out to all the people who made that as well. And that will be taking place again at the festival. This weekend, Atlanta is on and popping. Let me tell y'all something. Atlanta is a great place to be if you want to just stay busy and stay into something and events and panels. Of course, there's a lot of people out there, so you're going to run into somebody. It's an opportunity for you to network, if nothing else. But this weekend is BET Hip Hop Awards weekend. We were considering going down there, but I'm not going down there. No text that way waiting for me. So until that day happens, you won't see me. Unless it's all expense paid. And that's a whole nother story. But the BET Hip Hop Awards this weekend goes down, and then it will be airing. I think it's the, oh, I can't quote. I'll have to look it up and then let y'all know what date. But, hey, y'all be watching. You can look it up and see when it comes on. But they're actually doing the awards this weekend. So, Black Entertainment Television, I think this is maybe the fourth year. It might be like the third or fourth year that they've done the actual Hip Hop Awards. So, BET, they're back. Also, tomorrow is Jermaine Dupri's birthday. So, tweet the homie, let him know happy birthday, happy G Day. I'll be sure to tweet him. We're going to tweet him. I know he's going to have a good time. They're doing a lot of parties out there because, again, his birthday, and then the Hip Hop Awards. So it's going to be a great time. Where is the homie Golden? He's set. Now, come on now. I'm about to, y'all, I'm about to call him. I'm about to call him. So, yeah, not going to Hip Hop Awards this weekend, but shout out to everybody that is touching down there. The homie Tyrone from 24/7 Magazine. I'm doing a lot of drops tonight out of Indianapolis. I mean, a lot of shout outs out of Indianapolis. They're going to be down there working and doing their thing. And, you know, getting the promotion on. So if you see 24/7 Magazine out there, those are my people. Tell them I said, what's up, holla them, network with them. Good people, good group of people. And I think I might have Golden online, so I'm just going ahead and bring them on. Is this Golden? You there? All right. Hopefully I got you on. Don't know if I got you on or what the case is. Maybe I lost you. You there? All right, so we're going to keep this show moving right along. My bad about that interview. I wanted to check to see if that was the homie Golden. And honestly, I'm not sure what's going on. I can't really hear anything. So if you're listening, then you're listening. If you're not listening and it is Golden, then shoot me a text or something. Because I cannot bring you live with me at this moment. So, but anyway. So, yeah, guys, Hip Hop Awards is this weekend. Jermaine Dupri's birthday is tomorrow, so shoot him a text. Shoot him a tweet. Shoot him a line. Drop him a little something. Let him know. Happy New Day. Also, you guys, last week was the anniversary of, I hate to say anniversary, but it was In 96, September 13th, Tupac Shakur, we did lose him. And so in honor of his legacy, we did air the broadcast last week of the interview with Young Noble's Outlaw. So that was our way of kind of showing our, paying our respects and paying our tribute to the late, great Tupac Shakur. And his play is on Broadway right now in New York. Meeting Afeni Shakur a couple months ago was such a great, great moment. Not a one-on-one meeting. Actually, just went to one of her speaking engagements, took a hand, and then kept it moving. I'm not really a, on paper, I'm not really a, I guess you say, groupie type of person. I like to let people do their thing, and I don't like to bum rush folks. So it is what it is. My gosh, I really feel like I'm talking to myself, but I promise you I'm going to get through tonight, and we're going to get through tonight, and I'm going to have it together next week. And I know I promised you that the last time, but I really, really am going to have it together next week. So you guys also, Love and Hip Hop came back out, and I shouldn't say came back out, but they wrapped up their ATL season, rather, and now they are doing Hollywood. And on the Hollywood, there was, and I did watch it because, you know, you guys, I never watch them. And so when it's time to talk about it or when a situation comes up in media, I'm always lost. So I figured this time I really need to try to stay, you know, try to watch it, at least see who's on the show. And so this time, Soulja Boy is on there, which we kind of knew and heard about him being on there. And who else? And we actually had his team on the show, Money Mike, Miami Mike, my bad. And I know Killer J. I know a couple of people in the show. The industry gets smaller and smaller as you progress and as you shake hands and link up with real people. But yeah, Soulja Boy is on there. And then you have Huge Date, the Teddy Riley's daughter. So I'm glad there's some dating going on and not just random people. But Teddy Riley's daughter is on there, and she has a kid or whatever, and I guess that's their little plot. Or their, not their plot, but their storyline. And then also you have, who else is on there? Tierra Lovely, which I love. She looks gorgeous as always. But she's like kind of, I guess, tripping over Ray J, which I didn't even know they was together. So yeah, there goes to just show you how much I care about people being together and having relationships. But yeah, Tierra Marie and Ray J are together. And or not together, I'm sorry, but that's their storyline. And then who else is on there? There is I know that's not it. There's like a publicist that happens to be Ray J's publicist is on there. Oh yeah, Omarion. Duh, how could I forget? I actually watched the show just for Omarion, but he does have him and his girl or whatever and a baby on the way, which the baby is here, by the way, so congrats to Omarion for on fatherhood and their blessing. But he's on there, his mother, I guess that's going to be the mother. It seems like every hip-hop show there's been some type of mother, or not some type of mother, but there's been somebody's mom on the scene, and she's a character and a part of everything, and so his mom is on the scene in the script, rather. And then, what else? I shouldn't say script, because I'm making it sound like it's scripted, but you know what I'm saying. His mother is on film. Who else? Little Fizz. I had to make sure it's the same. I'm acting like I can't remember, but Little Fizz, the rapper of the B2K group, and he's on there with his baby mama or whatever. So, it's part of this show, I will say, it's kind of like the New York one. It had a lot of familiar names. And so it looks like a lot of people were tuned in and excited about it and cared about it and, you know, want to watch it. And they love Love and Hip Hop. So shout out to that whole crew.
Okay. Yo, this iPhone is the...
Yo, did you get the new iPhone 6?
Hello?
Yo. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, shit. Yo, I could not get in touch with you for shit. I didn't get the new iPhone 6. I didn't get the new iPhone 6, but I upgraded to iOS 8.
Yes.
And for some reason, it won't let me text people right now. So I guess during the upgrade, something went crazy. But while I was trying to talk to you, I heard you but couldn't speak to you. And I'm sitting there like, yo, Onyx, can you hear me? Onyx, can you hear me? You hitting me up, but I'm not getting no text messages. So finally I reset my phone and reset it again. And I saw your text messages coming in. And then I tried to text you back, and none of them are coming through. So after I get off the show, I'm going to have to figure out what's going on with my iPhone. I'm terribly sorry about that.
Oh, my God. You are too good. But it's funny because I just saw a status somebody posted, and they were like, now downloading the iOS 11 or iOS whatever it is, only 11 more hours to go. And I was like, wow. So I'm not looking forward to that update.
Lot.
Yeah, it hurt.
It's a lot. And when you do it, you might have to go back and change some things because it takes stuff back to the beginning or whatever. I don't know. But I guess I got to set up iMessage again because every text I was sending was just kicking back to me, not delivered. And I wasn't getting any texts until I reset the phone again. So hopefully the bugs can be fixed. It's supposed to be a great tool, you know what I mean? New setting. You know how iPhone does it.
Get you out for water,
you know what I'm saying? So you want the new device. But terribly sorry, folks. I was trying to get on the line. I couldn't reach it through my cell phone. Now I had to get my headphones and everything straight. So I'm sorry about that. Damn iPhones, man.
And then, look, these phones, this internet, all of that. I was just rambling. So you could hear everything I was saying?
I was hearing everything. Well, when I came on the line, I couldn't even get on the line at one point because I had to actually reactivate. You know, we use Skype settings sometimes for call to call.
Right.
So I had deactivated my Skype because you got to keep money on that. So I deactivated it, but I had to reactivate it with my card just now because I was intentionally going to use my phone through the computer, but then the damn phone wasn't working. So then I just had to reactivate that, put some money on that, give some money to Skype, which I didn't.
Yeah.
They be killing you with the reoccurring charges when you forget about that shit. Then you get a bill like, yo, how is this $50? So it's all good, though. We're good.
The things we go through to bring y'all, it is what we go through to bring y'all our time, and I hope y'all appreciate it. I know it's been a minute, like I said at the beginning, but we've been out here in these streets hitting the pavement, getting this work put in, individual endeavors, projects. It's been a lot, but we're back and we're somewhat settled, and just so while we talking about getting repairs and everything, I'm waiting on a recovery CD for my laptop, another laptop I have that actually, I need the whole recovery, like the joint, the Windows Vista and all that, I need all of that. So I had to specially order it. Yeah, so, and the other one crashed, and so it's a lot. But
so you have to get the whole operating system rebooted.
I gotta do the whole thing.
Computer.
Exactly, and that's on my backup joint. I got three, and that's on my backup joint. So it's just like, what is the deal? But anyways, I was just talking to him about the Love and Hip Hop. You heard me, the Love and Hip Hop thing.
Yeah, I heard you going in on that.
Did you get to see the premiere? When was it? Monday night, Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. Did you get to see that?
Yes, you know I got my little ratchet entertainment bones in my body. So, you know, even though I'd be like, look at this shit coming, another one of these shit. As soon as it come on, I'd be glued to the fucking TV. Like, let me see what these niggas talking about. So I didn't get a chance to see the joint. Let me tell you what's crazy about what immediately hopped out at me. All girls are starting to look alike. I don't know if that's just me.
No. You cannot say this and not let me interject. Look, I posted that status a couple of months ago. I was like, this is ridiculous. All of y'all are looking like the same weave, style, with the part or the bang.
All of these girls are starting to look very, very similar. And the funny thing about it was I'm even looking at it and I'm like, it's all kind of a Kim Kardashian type of vibe to it. Even if they don't look exactly like them, like their hair is trying to be like hers. Their outfits are trying to be. It's very weird. But I looked at that show and I was like, damn, it's. Did that girl kind of look like like Tierra Marie to me?
Yandy,
I was like, damn, why is she kind of looking like Yandy right now? And then there was another girl, Fizz's girlfriend, was looking like somebody else, Melanie Fiorza. It was somebody she was looking like. And I was like, wait a minute, man. How come everybody is starting to damn near look alike?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The whole, everybody's got trying to have that, you know, the voluptuous look, the body, which is, I know dudes ain't really tripping off that, but it's just the same look, and it's just getting old. The same long two-tone weed, you know?
Yeah, the long straight hair, or it's kind of like, it's kind of like somebody comes out with a hairstyle and then everybody else wants that hairstyle, but they're not realizing that it's making them look all alike, and then you got the, you know, it's easy to put lashes on your eyes. So when they put lashes on their eyes, that's gonna you know, make them look like other people. Then when they do the eyebrows, like they want, they go to the salon and say, "I want Kim Kardashian eyebrows." Well, then boom, they're gonna have those type of eyebrows. Then some got the lip injections, looking all crazy at the mouth. I don't know, man. I looked at that shit and I was like, yo, I can't even tell some of these girls apart.
Yeah, nah, it's pretty ridiculous. Like you said, the same eyebrow joint, the makeup, all the makeup tutorials and everything, it's just getting out of control. I mean, more power to everybody. I'm proud and everybody's pretty and stuff, but I just wish that we didn't. It's just everyone looks alike, like you say. And I said that. I noticed. I started to see that a while back. It was becoming a trend, and I was like, I gotta go far left, just so I don't even, if you know what I mean, get anything remotely close.
No, for real.
So
if you want to be original, you gotta kind of go left field. You can't, all of them looked alike. That's one thing I took away from the show. Another thing I took away from the show is there's a lot of actors on that show. Like, even these guys in music, they're all like actors and shit. Like, they've been in movies and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how real it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how real it's going to come across. Like, some of the shit just looked it too scripted. Even though we know a lot of scenes are scripted, some of that Hollywood shit just was too scripted. Like,
you're right.
You know, Shorty just walking in the studio on Fizz and he's like, "What you doing here?" And they're like, "Yo, come on now." Like, Shorty ain't just going to pop up like, you know what I'm saying? And then I have a full conversation and shit like that. But other than that, I think Ray J's storyline with Tierra Marie is going to be interesting because I'm actually fans of, you know, both of those people. I've been a fan of Tierra Marie when her music is out, when her movies are out. So, and she looked like she's crazy as shit. So people going to watch that. I think when they interject Molly Mall's shit, his shit's going to be interesting because he's a real dude out there in L.A. that a lot of people respect. And I guess those two girls fighting over him should be a little bit interesting. I can't say I'm even really caring about the whole Soulja Boy, Teddy Riley daughter joint. That joint look kind of too scripted right now for me. Maybe it's going to change, you know what I'm saying? But the first ever, I'm like, oh, she got this nigga changing diapers. They in the club. Yeah. Like, it's my baby birthday. And I'm just like, oh, we'll see. We'll see how I go.
I'm laughing because everything that you said just now, especially about the Soulja Boy thing, is exactly what I saw from everybody else because I made it my business to see what the reactions were, what people were saying. And they were like, you got this nigga changing diapers, you know, just all of that. And I was like, yeah, it's a bit extra. And I will say, I've been watching, I haven't been watching, but you know how you can go on your thing and watch the shows that you missed or whatever. Like, not the DVR thing, but the other one, where you can go and play the episodes, like, on demand or whatever.
Hulu?
Yeah.
Hulu or on demand?
On Demand, yes. So I mm-hmm. went to watch the Sisterhood of Hip Hop, I think it's called, and Soulja Boy.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, Soulja Boy's on
because
there with Diamond.
Because Diamond is
right.
on there, right?
Right. So I'm like, okay, I know that these are filmed ahead of time, but this looks like it's filmed at the same time because they both airing. So that, to me, is just looking messy. And then, like you said, it's just, I don't know, it's extra. And then I definitely, you made such a good point by saying they're all actors because they are. Ray J is a wonderful actor. Dear mm-hmm. Marie is great. And then you had Omarion, who started doing his thing, which was great. So you made a very good point by saying that. So it is going to be interesting to see, you know, what they bring to the table. As well as I think that, Who is it? The thing that was with Tierra Marie, with them being down for 10 years, I didn't know that. So I think that that will be an interesting kind of whatever. So, but that's
they doing her real dirty on there, too, man. She looking kind of like a dirt bag. They was all talking about her like she wasn't clean and all types of shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
kind of, you know, the funny thing about reality shows is this, like, certain people can get a role on the reality show and it's going to help them. Like, I think Figs
exactly.
and Young Berg will be helped
yeah. Oh, yeah.
by this reality
Me too.
Show.
Me
them,
too.
Them are dudes that people really don't know too much about their life.
Mm-hmm.
They know that they had ties in the music industry. Berg writes
mm-hmm.
a lot of people's shit. But
mm-hmm.
Berg is a lot of women like Berg, but people haven't seen Berg on the scene as much. So now when he's in the spotlight, I think this is going to help Young Berg. I think this is going to help Young Berg, like Love and Hip Hop helped Stevie J. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
I think Fizz is going to also be helped by this because you can see he's maintained his, you know, he ain't fall off the map, got all fat and looking crazy. He still got
mm-hmm.
his looks about him, pause, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, people are still going to be like, yo, maybe we could fuck with Fizz for some acting shit or some music shit. I think certain people will be helped. And I think certain people are going to be like, yo, why did you even do
why
that
Why did
shit?
They even go in there?
And
I'm
I think Tierra Marie might
Joe
be
Budden.
One of those.
I'm still mad at Joe Budden. I'm still mad at him because I'm like, I don't rock with him the same after that. For some reason, I just can't. Every time I think about him just saying Tahiri and wine and stuff, and I'm just like, what? You know, like, I can't even rock with him like I used to be.
Well,
like,
it
Joe
goes
Budden.
Even deeper than that.
You
we
know,
fans
like,
of
remember
his,
how we should talk but, about... Right. So it's like,
right. No, I we fans of his, but we used to always say, yo, why the fuck is he on it? But even deeper than that, one of my homeboys that lives in New York, you know what I'm saying, said that he done seen that man laid out sleep on a bench after
I mean,
some strip
yeah.
up looking bummy and they think he on drugs again, shit like that. So hopefully
yeah.
that's not true. But at the same
yeah.
time, the potential he had, it looked like it then went downhill from the
yeah,
show.
It's
yet to be seen, but if somebody's seeing you out on benches in sweats, laying
right.
and sleep and shit, that ain't a good look.
It's not, and it's just, I'm not feeling him after the show. I hate to say it. I just, remember we used to rock with him and use him as an example about being independent and moving units and having a strong fan base, so I'm just, I ain't a fan of that, but we'll see what happens. Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, I guess she's doing what she said she was going to do. Next up is Houston, unless she's going to go back for
yeah.
season whatever for, Atlanta, I feel like Atlanta is coming to its ending stages. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm wrong, but it's definitely time to bring in a fresh new cast. You know, Benzino get married or then got married. You know, it's just the same old thing. You know what I'm saying? Dawson and Steve,
right.
you know, whatever. So I feel like everybody's grown and has grown, so I feel like it's time to get a new cast or switch the cast up a little bit and then keep it moving. So... the whole sex tape thing just, you know, drained me. I'm tired of that. So hopefully we won't have to hear about it no more. But, yeah, I was telling them about the Hip Hop Awards coming this weekend. Did you get a chance to look at the nominees or anybody that was up for any of the awards for BET?
I have not.
Okay.
I have
I know
not gotten a chance to check that out.
Give me an update on for that. What is it? Which one we on right now? iOS?
The 8. iOS 8.
The 8? Oh, I'm checking.
Yeah, this is the 8 right. So, yeah, but I haven't got a chance to check on the nominees. Really and truly, I forgot that it was filmed this weekend. I forgot about
right.
that shit. Like,
right.
I know it airs in October, but this weekend is when they're filming it. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
I'm getting calls like, yo, you coming out? Because originally
exactly.
I said, you know, we would skip this one or whatever. So I wasn't
yeah.
even really looking at it. But shit,
right.
they about to go film that shit this week. And I guess, you know, they got to film their hip-hop award shit earlier because they might
early.
Have anything go down. You know,
okay.
they can't do that live. A nigga might get shot, knocked out, all types
right.
of shit. So they got to
right.
do that shit way in advance. But actually going
okay.
down in the A this week, let's see if we can find out some performers. And I know Nicki Minaj got
yeah.
a bunch of nominations because she put that on IG. But,
yeah,
Well,
I got some stuff pulled up. I think Dougie Fresh is gonna be presented with something. I gotta pull it up. But I will say, you know, it's JD's birthday tomorrow. I mentioned that. So shout out to
yes.
the General Social Death. They're doing like a whole, of course, it's BET Hip Hop Weekend. It's his D-Day, so they out there strong this weekend representing.
Yes.
And so it's a lot of people in the city. This weekend coming up, but like you said, ain't no tech out there, so that's why I was like, I'm not thinking about going. Definitely got hit up, asked about it, but no money is waiting for me or for you that I know of as it relates to the show.
Exactly.
So. Not touching
except
down.
A shout out to So Def. Shout out
yes.
to JD. You know, he's gonna be definitely out there promoting the new artist Royce Rizzy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He's gonna be out through the town. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. Jagged Edge might be running around there somewhere. Brat might be running around there somewhere. But, you know, he's going to turn up on his birthday. And plus, you know, the big shit is in town that weekend. I'm pretty sure they're going to
mm-hmm.
have a blast. But, yeah,
oh, yeah,
you're right. Dougie Fresh is being presented with the I Am Hip Hop Award, which is well-deserved. I mean,
yes,
that man looks younger than most people. You know what I'm saying? He's still in the game doing his thing. So shout out to him. Snoop is gonna host it again. That's dope. I like
yeah,
always
I like
Snoop.
I like exactly. I like Snoop hosting. I like that.
Performances from Common, Birdman,
mm-hmm.
Rich Homie Quan, Young Thug, DJ Mustard, Tiana Taylor will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Nelly
mm-hmm.
gonna be there. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean it should be a packed show. You know how it goes with the Hip Hop Awards, man. Let's hope that what was it last time? They only gave out like 2 awards though.
Yeah, I got so unmotivated. I think I only watched it just so we could broadcast and talk about it. That was it. And I forgot what the situation was, but it wasn't the best. You know, it just was crazy. They didn't give out a lot
Let's
of awards.
Let's hope they
now.
Come out more awards. You know what I'm saying? Let's,
right.
Hopefully somebody can win something because I guess it's more performances than anything
mm-hmm.
that went down last year. But and more
mm-hmm.
ciphers. You know, everybody looking forward to the
yeah,
ciphers.
Yeah, the ciphers.
You know?
That's my favorite part, the ciphers. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I love the ciphers.
Well, the ciphers is crazy. I was looking for Nati. She wasn't there last year. I wonder if she's going to be on there this year. So maybe she's going to find engagement. Yeah, I hope she's going to be on there. Nati, 3D Nati, if y'all don't know about her, definitely Google her. She's dope. She's definitely the next Lauryn Hill, going to be legendary with her. I mean, she's crazy from New Orleans. So 3D Nati, N-A-T-E-E. Well, I will say this, McClay, everybody knows or puts him in the category of being a gospel artist, but I believe he's out of Houston. I want to say he's out of Houston, Texas. And my brother had put me on to him a while back, but he's number one right now. He sold 80,000 copies this week. So shout out and congratulations to him, especially with it being a positive message, Christian and you know what I mean, just about faith and Christianity and just being positive and optimistic, and I think that's dope for him to be able to come out and do that. So shout out to him. Congratulations. And then, you know, Young Jeezy last week had dropped Seen It All, and he had did more than 100K, so excited about him. Oh, my gosh. No wonder. You just fell off. It's okay. It's okay. Just come back through. So, look, Golden is going through some update drama with his iPhone, and I'm glad I didn't update mine yet, but so he got dropped, and he's going to call me back on the site, but if you guys want to chime in on anything regarding Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, because we're just kind of kicking back. As you can see, we're lounging. We just doing what we want to do tonight. No guests tonight, just us. If you guys want to chime in while you got our attention, while we got your attention, 760-913-4119. We're talking about the BET Hip Hop Awards. We're talking about the news, using news. We're talking about Love and Hip Hop Hollywood right now. Do you think it's scripted? Golden made a good point about it being a lot of actors in that whole reality show thing. Do you think reality shows help and boost these artists, or do you think it makes them, well, not makes them, but, you know, fails them, rather? Because, like I said, Joe Budden, not a fan right now, just because of the show, so not too pleased with him. Guys, what else is going on, y'all? So much is happening. I read today that Gucci Mane got another 3 years. I mean, what's the deal with hip-hop right now? Can we get it together? Gucci Mane is locked up for, on paper, 6 years at this point. Hopefully he'll get some time served and they can do the math on that. But so Gucci Mane is behind bars. You know, Dizzy had caught a charge, and that just broke my little heart, y'all. Because I know I love Young Dizzy. It broke my little heart. But, I'm looking forward to, you know, getting that situation taken care of. And I can't speak on it because I wasn't in the courtroom. And I don't know any of the particulars with the cases and the charges. So I'm going to just leave it at that. What else is coming up? So, you guys, one of the biggest things that is coming up is the Revolt Music Conference. Aside from the A3C Hip Hop Festival that's taking place, again, October 3rd through 8th in Atlanta, Georgia, is the Revolt Music Conference, also taking place in October in Miami, Florida. And the Revolt Music Conference, everybody knows, is P. Diddy's network. And the panel is crazy. They got, like, Mona Scott. They got, like, all of these executives on their panel. So it totally beats any music conference you've been to before, which was the whole purpose. And they're definitely, you can tell, trying to, well, not trying to wipe out, but they're definitely about to kill the game with this. It's the first legal conference. They're bringing all their, it's basically all the labels are going to be there. They're bringing their artists in to perform. It's something you haven't seen before. And then it's P. Diddy as well. So come on now, let's be real. It's definitely going to be off the chain. So we're trying to get out there. If I was you, I would be trying to get out there. This network is very expensive. I think it's like 8 or 9, I think, just to register. I want to say just 8 or 9 to register, and that may be the basic package, so I'm not quite sure. But it's definitely a good look if you're able to take down. Gordon, I got you back on. But I'm talking to them about the Revolt conference that's coming up in Miami and how crazy it's going to be.
Oh, yes.
The panels alone. It's going to be crazy. You definitely need to turn it down if you can touch it down. And just make sure you have some product with you, business cards, something that where you can meet and shake and greet as you need to, because you definitely will leave with something, you know, and more than what you came with. That's for sure. So I'm excited.
I definitely want to apologize for the technical difficulties, man, that's going on today. It will not happen moving forward. You know, matter of fact, we got some very exciting things coming forward, so I'm sorry about that tonight. But, yeah, the Revolt Conference is going to be crazy. And this isn't just for musicians. If you go on revoltmusicconference.com, they'll be having an idea lab for somebody that has a tech idea for the music industry. You can actually win $45,000 worth of funding for your idea. Like, they got a bunch of shit going on. So everybody should really just go to RevoteMusicConference.com and check out everything that's going on out there. It's definitely not for musicians only. People know that Revolt is a channel that is building, so they're looking for hosts, personalities, all types of different shit. So I know people coming from out of state like crazy. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be crazy. It's going to be nuts.
And let me say this. Now, we had two of the Revolt team come through. You know, I don't know their titles now or their position with the company now, but the artistic director of our group, like you said, Adrian Vargas, he was on our show, and he told us about the process of Revolt and how he got on. And then we had the stylist for Revolt TV who had came on. He had styled the Migos Versace video, and that was a big deal. And so it's nice when you can kind of network beforehand. So when stuff like this comes up, you know who to call, who to hit
most
up. And
definitely.
Say, hi, give me the scoop, introduce me to this person, that person. So I'm excited about Revolt TV having a music conference. It's a very big deal. The network is a big deal in itself. And I was talking to a DJ friend earlier, and I was like, and Lucky, you remember Lucky of DJs United Conference?
Yes.
He mentioned how this was basically, they're about to shut the whole game down, and it's true. They are. They've been putting out a lot of statuses and, I guess, promoting that any other conference you go to is a waste of your time and your money. And I'm like, wow, that's got to hurt. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know what's good about it? What's real crazy about it? And it, first of all, it's the first one. But at the same time, it's basically from a channel that's just beginning, in its beginning stages. So say if you go there and you meet the people that host shows on Revo, well, you're meeting somebody who just got a job there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
It's not like there's some seasoned veteran that's going to be all Hollywood with you and shit, like they've been on forever. These are people that just got these jobs and are now in Revo. And the people, this launch, you know, I'm pretty sure you'll meet people there that work at Revo that will probably be more apt to talk to you and hang out with you than a bunch of people that will attend that's been in the business for years and years and years.
Exactly.
And that's the thing that I'm really looking forward to, is basically connecting with new blood. You know what I'm saying? People that are like, hey, I got a show coming up on Revo. Make sure you check it out. It hasn't aired yet, but that's a connection that you can make that might play your video and your song just by touching down and talking to them there, because they need content for their show. So you never know who you're going to meet. That's what I'm excited about. It's not the same old cast of characters. It's just a bunch of new blood. And when you get new blood, it's always exciting. So I'm looking forward to that.
Exactly. And I want to chime in and say no disrespect to any of the competitors. You know, I definitely suggest you go out there, touch down to a few, and get your network on. But what I really enjoy about this as well is the fact that the people are who they are. There's no facades. There's no, like you said, cockiness. And I really like it because it's starting to separate the people that's in the industry from the people that just stay there in the industry. You know what I'm saying? You got the real heavy hitters right there. And so ain't no more pretending. Ain't no more pay me $1,000 and I'm going to promote and do an email blast. It's none of that. Pay me $1,000 and I'm going to sit you down in this executive boardroom and we're going to have an A&R session one-on-one with a real A&R.
One-on-one.
With real labels, exactly. So I like the fact that it's about to definitely separate the who's from the who's not. There's definitely some real people in the game. Like I said, Tony Mills, Kano, there's definitely real people in the game that are still good, but there are some people who have painted the image of the conferences, if you will, by charging artists so much money and not delivering on what they that they, you know, their service offered to begin with. So I'm really enjoying it with the cup. Now, let's keep it real and let's be real about it. Now, the money is going to cost you to attend the conference, and I'm sure it's going to cost you to take advantage of performance opportunities and any other things, but at least they can afford to give, like Golden said, the tech award. Would you say 45 G?
$45,000 to the winner.
Wow.
So if you got an idea that you've been holding back for the music industry that you think will revolutionize the music industry, you might have a chance to win $45,000 that weekend. So imagine just paying, and that ticket is cheaper. That ticket is about $200 to go and take
and
a chance on that. Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you spend $200 and you have a chance to come home with $45,000, I would definitely do that. And just even if you don't make first place, you might meet somebody there that's willing to invest in your shit because it was tight too, but somebody else was just tighter. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, this, you know, like Onyx said, nobody's down in any of these conferences. But what people have to understand is that a lot of people just cannot put you in the game. So when you look at conferences that's just like A&R this, A&R that, A&R this, A&R that, it's kind of like, hold up a minute. When the last time you even seen an A&R working on some of these artist projects that are out here? They doing this shit themselves, you know what I'm saying? So if you are going to talk to A&Rs and different people, just make sure they're people that still can push the button on something, they still got something going on. Like I said, I like the Revo thing because it's not all about that. You got the head of Clear Channel. You got Russell Simmons coming out there who just launched All Def Digital, who are looking for new acts to put on his channel, looking for new hosts. It's just a bunch of different shit that's not just music related. You might find yourself working for somebody in a different capacity, like the girl on Revo, Sib Vicious. Beautiful girl, got a job on the show as a host, but she also does music. So now people are asking her for her music, you know what I'm saying? Kicking it around with her, doing features, and her shit is bubbling, all because she became the host of that show with the other guy. So it's different ways, then, if you think about it, you could get in.
To get in. And then, again, the TV, we talk about TV royalties and movies and different things like that. So it's just so much money out here to be made if you just get that right avenue, that right lane, and take that opportunity. And your work ethic got to be there from jump. Can't touch down and want to start working, got to be working now. Continue working and always working. So when these opportunities come around, you ready. Who else had Mona Scott? I had mentioned her earlier just because we were talking about Love and Hip Hop. So VH1, they're filming. They always need people to be on set and do makeup and hair, whatever. There's so many opportunities. You do hair and makeup, a model, you might want to holler at, you know, that crew. So you can get you a check. Let's get these checks.
Yeah, man. They out there and they paying. The people got real jobs. They getting paid.
Yeah.
They're in an industry that they want to be in. And, you know, it's always exciting to deal with an up-and-coming regime, because if you in on the ground floor, you don't got no chance but to grow as they grow. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
Some of these established companies, they already got their ways. They set in their ways. There's no new creative, interactive things that they even trying to do because their system is old and they just going to follow that. But then you got these new companies like Revolt and, you know, popping up, that they looking for the ideas that you have. All Def Digital is looking for different ideas. You know, you got people, Russell Simmons and Steve Rifkin just signed the comedian Spoken Reasons. You know, that guy's a comedian. And he's being pushed through all these different avenues by Russell and Steve. Then you got 3D Nati, first female rapper to be signed to that label. And they just did a deal with Samsung. So these people that are on All Def Digital, they're going to have all types of different ways to get their music heard or get their personalities out there, because these guys are doing innovative shit, like partnering with Samsung. Yeah. And, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right.
I'm excited about going there, hearing about all that shit.
Me too. Me too. You don't know it all, and it's just great to have that want to learn and want to be hungry and be out here getting it, because it's a grind every day, all day. It doesn't stop. But we gonna stop in a couple minutes, actually, because we don't have a guest tonight, so we are actually gonna stop in a few minutes. But I do want to mention again, October 27th, Jagged Edge album is coming out. So pre-order, get ready, see them in concert. They're better, not better. Should I say they're better? They're just as good as they were then, and probably even better. We saw them at the Social Justice University perform, and it's just amazing. Their performance is on point, the vocals are on point, the music is on point. October 27th is when the album drops. So just, follow the players. Yeah. Don't you love Jagged Edge? Don't you love
I love Jagged Edge. And people that can really sing and do their thing, they're not going to lose that. You know what I'm saying? And that's a group that is going to be able to come back together with each other and just act like riding a bike. It's like they never left. If you hear them on stage, they killing it still. They still look good. You know what I'm saying? They haven't let themselves go. These are the type of guys that, but you got to give people props. You know, some of these guys can go eat ice cream somewhere and just get fat as shit if they don't got nothing going on. These dudes are still in shape, doing their thing.
Are.
So, and they still singing their ass off. So go support real R&B. I can't wait to have them on the show and talk to them about what they think about today's music and how it should be changed because they really pushing that in a lot of interviews. And, of course, we're going to ask them some out-the-box stuff, but at the same time,
you already
know. I like to hear when the older OGs talk about what's going on today.
Me too, especially with the internet and all that going on. But, Jagged Edge is coming on the show. I think they're in about 2 weeks, guys, so just stay tuned to the Twitter at Global 14 The Cut, Jagged Edge Twitter as well. I think it's at Official J-E. Also the Facebook pages. And then don't forget to tweet the homie J.D. tomorrow. It's his G-Day. Happy G-Day to Jermaine Dupri.
Yes, sir. The OG.
Yes. Yeah, he's getting up there, but still young and still got a lot, it looks like he wants to do and on the way. So happy to be amongst that little circle and camp. And it is a small circle. What else is coming up? We got Claudette Ortiz. She'll be coming on the show soon. And Day 26, they back as a group together. They'll be coming on the show as well. So it's really nice. We got all these groups coming back, and we got the R&B. I'm really going to be digging these next couple of interviews, talking about R&B and listening to them, talk about the game and what's new and what they about to bring. So, yay, Day 26.
It's going
to
be good shit, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be good shit, man. We got, you know what's funny about the guest that's coming up? They could tell you a side of the industry that our audience needs to hear. They all been up here, then went down to here, coming back up to here. So those are the type of guys that y'all definitely should be calling in, talking to, because they could tell you about the ups, the downs, and the heading back ups. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you tune into those interviews and don't be shy. Call in and ask these people some questions.
For real. And that's a good point you made. And they all come in from like three different backgrounds and three different times in the industry. So I'm excited to hear that as well. It's going to be a good time. Good interviews coming up. Also, you guys, we didn't mention earlier, if you're an artist, wanted to get some music played on the show, we do the indie music review, kind of like an A&R style. And we'll do one of those coming up before, probably sometime in late October or November. So if you want to get your music heard or get somebody their music heard and you want to get a review, we'll probably have a guest DJ in. I don't know what we're going to have. We usually have some DJs on the line, and they reach out and get the music, and, you guys can network and go from there. So just stay tuned to the Twitter and hit us up at Global14TheCut, and then we'll get back to you on that whole process. But yeah, like I said, I think I stumbled over my words tonight. I think I was, you know, doing the most, basically. But hey, it's been a long time coming. I'm tired. It's been a long couple of weeks grinding, and I'm ready to. A
lot
to
of technical stuff, too, man.
Game.
So we're going
to
get back in the
like,
game better than ever. You know what I'm saying? We're going to fix that technical shit. We're going to knock that
out. Yeah,
we're going to
fix
it. You know, when we say we've been doing shit, you know, I think it just comes up like, yeah, where the fuck y'all been? Get back, do what y'all do. We going to get back and do what we do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But we done been on vacations. We done been on
yeah, you been
hustling.
On a cruise in
this house. 7 days. You know,
yeah.
Jamaica, Haiti, Mexico, Grand Cayman.
Yeah, that was
fucking,
nice.
It was beautiful, man. And you know what the crazy part about all that shit is? When you go to those islands and you just see how those people are still happy and they don't have as much as we have over here, you come back and you really have an appreciation for what you do have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So everybody out there, man, you know, if something's going wrong in your life or something is just don't seem right, just think of the things that you do have. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
That it's like, yo, I'm thankful that I have that, but then let me try to make this better. Because there are people around this world that their only source of income or only source of livelihood is when we come to those islands and try to purchase different things and go on the different tours and shit like that. It's very real. Beautiful places.
Oh, yeah.
But income status is not what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So let's put it into perspective sometimes. You know, so everything ain't all that bad. Trust me.
Right. I'm glad you said that. Amen to that, too. For real. Because I know I had mentioned the other day, I start my morning off every day with Kirk Franklin Praise on Sirius. And then see part of the morning show. But, yeah, I got to get that in and I ride to it. And, you know, I might, and then I switch up and put my ZZ in. But the bottom line is I definitely have to make sure I stay grounded and, you know, stay with my faith and all of that and everything that I got going on. Because it's very real out here. But it could be so much worse, and I'm blessed. Period.
Yes. And you know another thing too that we need to talk about real quick before we sign off. A lot of people have been hitting me up wanting us to do a town hall type of show in regards to you know things like the Ferguson situation with Mike Brown, Eric Garner in New York getting choked out by the police, and get people's opinions on what they think is going on out here and what can we do as the youth to help out and stop it. You know, even things like what's going on in the NFL with the domestic violence and the child abuse. So I think we're going to, me and Anna is going to put our heads together, get to get a town hall type of show going where people can call in and voice their opinions, and then we could talk to each other about how we kind of, you know, how we feel about these situations and what can we do to try to change things.
That's right. And we'll reach out to some nonprofits and get some numbers and some contacts and maybe a few speakers to join us to really weigh in on the topic, the statistics like we need to. And I'm glad you mentioned that because I wanted to definitely speak on that domestic abuse. Now, you remember, and rest in peace, the young lady Priscilla Martinez out of Houston, Texas, who was murdered, but you know the charges are still what they are pending or whatever on the husband who actually was a member of High Five. That is my brother's.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
My brother's girlfriend's sister. That's my brother's girlfriend's sister, and that was a very shocking news to hear that. That was very disturbing. I did not know her personally, but I know her mother, her sister, her kids. So it's just kind of that hit home as well. And I remember hearing it and wanting to do something and feeling like I knew more about it than I did, and come to find out I did. So we want to maybe can get you know, see how we can help that family and others. You know what I mean? Maybe speak with her mom and see, not on air, but off air, and see what we can do and what's going on with that situation and if they're doing anything in her honored, which I know they are, but you know what I mean, as far as
the relationship. That is crazy.
So,
Yeah, you're right about that. I totally forgot. And what's crazy is they were just recently airing High Fives Unsung. So at the time of that Unsung, I don't think he had killed her.
Yeah.
But another one of them went to jail.
Had passed away. Right. And but one of them was passed away.
One of them died, of course. You know, Tony Thompson died, of course, of drug overdose. But one of them had did something to his wife, too, and went to jail.
Right. So it's kind of like, what is the deal? And I remember one of the guys that I know out of Texas that I kind of, he used to work with Will Smith and kind of flirt with them when they first was starting off. These guys, he got Will Smith, OG in the game, OG in the game. Best friend, Don Vito, the producer, just an OG in the industry. And known him for many years, and he did a tribute to High Five and did like a little concert and had gave them a tribute in their hometown, Waco, and gave them like a little award, you know, whatever it was. And so I was like, okay, because I used to put their music on my page and all, and now I can't even listen to their music after that. You know what I mean? I just can't. So it's such a shame, but I always played this. I Like the Way and or Kissing Game and Keep Playing Hard to Get, but now I can't even listen to those records without having to think about that situation, unfortunately. And it's just a sad, it's a sad, unfortunate situation, but definitely moving forward, prayers to everybody. And I'm just seeing a lot of stuff. So like you said, the town hall type of show meeting thing, round table meeting, whatever you called it, is definitely needs to be heard, and we need to do it for real. We need to do our part.
Whatever little part that is, it's still us doing something. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
We definitely gonna get that going. And you know, you're not gonna be able to change the world, but you know, you could do whatever you could do. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. It's so great to talk about it. It's therapeutic to talk about it and talk with others and know that you're not alone and feeling like everything is, you know, that we all need help, you know. But we will be back, though. I will say this, next Wednesday, and I promise you, last time I didn't tell you a date because I knew we had stuff to do. But after 3 years of broadcasting, almost 3 years, guys, of broadcasting every Wednesday and only taking like 2 days off, we definitely, this is well-deserved and earned right now. You have no idea. And if you think I'm playing, go back and listen to all of our broadcasting episodes that we had. And you'll see we've been working. And it's okay. We need a break, too. A break from this job, that is. But next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific, we'll be back. Same time, same place. Jermaine Dupri's Global 14 The Cut. Follow the Twitter at Global 14 and at Global 14 The Cut. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Onyx254.
And you can hit me up at The Golden Fleece, THAGOLDENFLEECE. I'm on Instagram, same thing. And on global14.com, same thing. Pardon me again. Okay, let me just tell everybody that's about to upgrade to the iOS 8. Don't be doing shit else. Don't be expecting no calls. Don't be having to use your phone until you get this shit right. You feel what I'm saying? So just block out a good hour or two and make sure your shit is good before you get back on it, because it definitely going to change some things. So let me just leave y'all with
Thank you. And that's it. That's a ride. We're going to ride out to PDV Show, what would Pop do? That's it. We done.
So to myself like what would Pac do? Got some static on the other side of town. My little cousin, he's a rider now. Outlaw in my city with the crime. You flex around here, them boys will gun you down. Said I took a look around and the game is a mess. All they talk is bullshit and I really ain't impressed. Bunch of metrosexual rappers, all they talk about is fresh. Then next, I see corny ass niggas in the dress. Let's put that shit to rest. Big toe with a tag on. Ride on these bitch made buses with my mask on. Set our people up to fail, that's all they doing, they rap. Young nigga move with that dope, but ain't no future in that. You see what happened to the real dealers that's moving the pack. Make a couple moves in the trap. Like nigga, you in the trap. Confused by industry, get jammed up in these streets. Cause the punk police still bring us no peace.
I got a question, should I ride on these niggas? The message that they kick it home and not cool. Be the first to bomb on these niggas. Got me thinking to myself like what would Pac do? This right here is strictly for my nigga. I did it cause I feel like I got to. To myself like what would Pac do?
I'm on it, so don't you push me. Revenge is even sweeter when you fuck that nigga pussy. They say that hip-hop dead cause these rookie niggas bogus. Peep the weakness in a rap game and now I'm about to sew it. Hit the ass with something potent. You think it came out of Oakland? Got no love for these niggas who couldn't picture me rolling. We was in the streets, half of us didn't make it. Why they faking, cooking dope and had a college graduation? Listen to what they saying, everybody think they Nino. Tony Montana when really niggas Al Pacino. We need to come together, wake up and see that we equal. Got money for war, still ain't feeding the poor people. You need to think more cause they want you to think less. A bomb first when we ride, my side is the aggressor. Die for my beliefs, only death can stop the success. Time for the oppressed to rise against the oppressed. Follow me.
Should I ride on these niggas? The message that they kick it home and not cool. Be the first to bomb on these niggas. Got me thinking to myself like what would Pac do? This right here is strictly for my nigga. I did it cause I feel like I got to. All my homies holler if you hear me. Got me thinking to myself like what would Pac do?
Got me thinking to myself like what would Pac do? Got me thinking to myself, got me.